Okay, our next guest is the CEO for the Committee for Melbourne, Kate Roffey. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, the organisation that you represent, the Committee for Melbourne, has said that the East-West Link should go ahead, that if it's delayed, there'll be worse congestion on our roads. Why do you say that?
Yes, so my organisation looks 20 to 30 years into the future, not 2 to 3 years. And really, the difference between us being a city of 4 million and a city of 8 million are projects like the East-West Link and the urban rail network in a core project, as we call it, which is about releasing this capacity around the city loop and the inner core stations. If we don't start working on these now, we're heading very quickly towards a congestion problem that will make it almost impossible to move around the city people-wise and freight-wise. So these are really important city-shaping issues for us.
Is it a foregone conclusion that Melbourne will be a city of 7 or 8 million in 30 or 40 years?
Certainly not, and it will become a self-determining outcome. If you find it's too difficult to get around, if you live too far from your work and it's taking you 2 hours to commute, then people will say, well, it's not actually worth living here. So this is where this long-term planning and a real look at our future needs to come into play and say, well, what do we need to be doing now to make sure we build capacity for the future? And this is why these sorts of projects are so incredibly important. As we said in that article this morning, something like the East-West Link has been on the agenda for 45 years.
I live in Melbourne. A lot of people around where I live have stickers or posters in their windows saying rail, not roads. Do you think it's one or the other?
No, it has to be both. It absolutely must be both. I mean, it's great. I catch the train in the morning to work. I catch the tram to meetings. It's fantastic, but I have ready access. But if you live somewhere at Doreen, for example, where there's no rail capacity for you to get to a job that might be in the inner or outer city area, you have no option but to go via road. So it can't be one or the other. It has to be both. Trains do a great job of moving an enormous number of people if you live along the line, but we're still always going to need roads for a start to move freight, to move buses, and to get between rail lines where there just isn't viable to put a short rail connection.
Do you think we should have a railway line that runs in the middle of the Eastern Freeway, as was originally planned when it was built?
Look, I think there's a difference. We're starting to talk now about what is heavy gauge rail, which is our existing thing, and lighter gauge sort of rail options. And it is something we need to investigate. I think where they can realistically go, and you've got to take into account other services and things that might be around, is a planning issue, but I think we should certainly be investigating other options besides heavy rail that we're used to.
Why did when we built all these freeways, why did they all sort of stop just on the outskirts of the inner suburbs? Why does the Eastern Freeway just stop at Alexandra Parade? You know, same with the old Tullamarine and so forth. Why didn't we join them back up when they were first being built?
Well, I think there were plans to do this, but we continue to run into these issues around politicking. I think where when it comes close to an election time, for example, they become very, very sensitive issues. And the Committee for Melbourne, we're very strong in saying for these huge, big, multi-billion-dollar city-shaping projects, we have to get a more independent process of prioritising them, which garners bipartisan support. So each election cycle, we're not faced with something like the East-West Link, for example, being put on hold until such time as we have a change of government again.
Do you think, speaking of change of governments, if we do get a Labor government, as the polls suggest here in Victoria after Saturday week, do you think Daniel Andrews really will tear up the East-West contract?
Well, I think it's a difficult process because you use the word their contract, so it's not a matter of just saying, well, we are not going to honour these contracts. There are significant penalties and things that will have to be worked through. So I think there's a long way to go before the contracts are actually taken off the table. There is the capacity to do it, but it is going to cost us in time and dollars, most certainly, to tear them up. So it's a big call.
Yeah, indeed it is. I have a feeling he'll find a way not to do that, but we won't find that out until after the election. Kate Roffey, CEO of the Committee for Melbourne, thank you so much for your time.
Not a problem. Always a pleasure.
Kate Roffey there. Well, I mean, a lot of people criticise freeways and go, oh, well, you know, no sooner is it built than it's full. But again, you've got to try and consider life. What if we didn't build it?